getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Here on the interwebs, the radio stations all over the world when you get right down to it. Man, think about the way you can spread the music with today's technology. It's just a scary thing. But anyway, here we go. More great polka music for you over the next hour. Of course, at least one required waltz, because we do that in every show. Brought to you, of course, by Melanie's MusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the show today, too. Boy, I don't know if I even have a plan for today. I got a big pile of records to play. We got some news about Florian Shimoleski, the Shimoleski Funtime Band, we're going to talk about here in a little bit as well. So some things to get to. Remember, you can always contact the Oompa Hour by emailing us, oompahour@mail.com. It's very easy to remember. And also, we're on Facebook now, too, which is also pretty easy, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook. So check it out. Let's get things rolling this week. Here is Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks and Oh Marie. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks and the Oh Marie Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We call it that because, well, it's all old-time music, and they're all old. It only makes sense. Yes, every song on this show comes off a phonograph record. Maybe an LP, maybe a cute little 45. Remember the little record with the big hole? Or even some 78s. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. This is kind of an experimental show. I was getting a record out here. I have Ted Maksimowicz and his orchestra coming up here to do the laughing polka for us. But I noticed that on the record, and wow, it's not even listed on the thing here. It's an album, 33 album, and it's got six songs on each side, and there are six songs on each side listed on the sleeve of the record. But I notice that on the record, on side two, there's like an extra track. It goes to band number 7, and it says it's a test tone for 10 seconds. I don't remember ever playing a test tone for 10 seconds. Should we find out? Should we try this and see? It's got to be, you know, like beep, so you can set up your stereo. Because it's one of those records when they were first making stereo records, and it brags on here that it's in full frequency stereo sound, and the word stereo is stamped on the record label in big, bright, silver block letters. To be sure, you know, you have a stereo record. Let's do it. Let's put the test tone on here for 10 seconds and see what we get. Well, that was horribly annoying, but it was, in fact, a test tone. Did that sound like a thousand cycles tone to you? I bet it was. I mean, let's see if it says on the record. You know, you just don't hear things like this on regular radio. It doesn't even say. I have no idea. But I think we passed the test. Half my mind was thinking that a little voice would come on and say, "This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system." But of course it wasn't. So just relax. But anyway, so now we know. There's that weird track, and it really is a test tone. Gee, I hope we passed the test. All right. Ted Maximowitz now. Here's the Laughing Polka. All right, there you go. Ted Maximowitz there. And the Laughing Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, which, of course, was previously followed with a lovely test tone. Why? I don't know. Because it was on the record. Apparently, it was important for us to be testing our record players back in the day. So, all right, got Shemileski Fun Time coming up here in just a second. Before we get to that, I need to talk to you about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, because if you're thinking perhaps you would like to learn to play, this could be your big opportunity, because Melanie gives her music lessons live, but on the internet via Skype. And it's a one-on-one lesson. It's not like you log in and 187 people are all watching the same accordion lesson, for example. It's actually a one-on-one, real live lesson, as if she was like in your house teaching you how to play, except you don't have to go to her house. She doesn't have to come to your house. It's all very convenient, and it's done via the internet. So if you have a laptop, a computer, a smart phone, a tablet, whatever, and you have internet internet access, you could be taking a live music lesson. Melanie gives lessons, accordion, piano, and keyboard, also teaches music theory, and you can take your first lesson for free so you could find out how it works out for you. And all the information is at melaniesmusiclessons.com. She's been teaching more than 30 years. She knows what she's doing, so check it out, okay? melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, got to get into some Shmuleski music today. I ran into an interesting Shmuleski news story that I'll tell you about here in just a little bit. But I think in the meantime, we'll just roll some music. We'll probably have a couple of tunes from the Shmuleskis in the show today. But this one, sometimes songs do not have very catchy titles. And I'm sure there's a reason for that. We've already heard today the O Marie Polka and the Laughing Polka. And the song I have coming up now is called Polka Number 5. I mean, really, is it that much better than Polka Number 3, for example? And were they really cooking by Polka Number 8? We don't know. Here's the Shmuleski Fun Time, though, and Polka Number 5 on Tim's Oompa Hour. Go Shmuleski Fun Time Band. That is Polka Number 5 here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got another Shmuleski record coming up here. But I saw this. Oddly enough, now, the Shmuleskis are from Minnesota. I'm in Minnesota. They play often just a half a block from where I'm sitting right now. So it is interesting that I ran into this article, or the link to this article, from the Texas Polka News. Seemed kind of weird. But Florian Shmuleski, who's in the Shmuleski band, obviously, has been now playing the accordion for 70 years. And it says here, known as the Midwest's most well-known entertainers, the Shmuleski family has been synonymous with the polka genre since 1882. Yes, this family band, obviously the people who were playing in 1882 aren't playing now, but the family band has gone on for that many years. So that's like a really long time. It says here, A big part of this legacy is the Chmielewski International Polka Festival, a celebration in its 37th year that will be exclusively dedicated to Florian Chmielewski from Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota, who's turning 88 years old and is celebrating his 70th year of playing the accordion. So way to go, Florian. And this is like a free commercial for the Chmielewski Polka Festival, but I don't care. The 37th International Polka Festival will be at the Grand Casino in Hinckley, Minnesota. And for those of you who don't live around here, you expect me to say Hinckley, Minnesota, because you think we all talk like that. It's May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Now, I'm going to tell you what it says here. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster, or if you don't want to pay the Ticketmaster handling fees, you can get them right at the Grand Casino box office in Hinckley. And I imagine you could get them online. They have rooms available there. If you're coming for the Polka Fest, you can get a discount on a room. I would think, what are we? We're in March. Yeah, you're still a couple months away. You still might get a room. I was trying to look and see if it tells who's playing there this year. And that information is not on my particular thing here. Click on the star. All right, well, that's not going to help me any. But anyway, so if you want to do that, and like I said, Florian is celebrating 70 years of playing the accordion. And, I mean, he's still out there, you know, playing every week. So check it out. Okay, Grand Casino Hinckley. You want to know how to call him up? I got the number here. Oh, I got the list of bands, too. Okay, now we're cooking. Hotel reservations and tickets, if you want to get them at the casinos, 800-472-6321. It's the weekend after Memorial Day. Is that what that is already? That fast? May 29th? Yeah, I guess it is. The Top Notchman, the Wendinger Band, the Bill Conker Band, the Chmielewskis, of course, the Steve Meisner Band will be playing. Who else? We have Nathan's Old Time Band, Craig Ebel and Diversico. They're good. Chmielewskis, of course, Eddie Carosa. They're all good. This is all top-notch stuff here. The Singing Slovenes, the Alaskan Polka Chips. The Leon Olsen Band, yeah, so you probably want to go to the festival if it's in your schedule and you want something to do and you'd like to come visit us up here in good old Minnesota. So check out the Chmielewski's International Polka Festival, all right? Enough about that. That was way too much talking here, don't you think? I think we should probably pull out another Chmielewski record, though. You know, I told you that Florian's been playing now for 70 years. They've been making records for quite some time. And I actually have some Chmielewski band or Chmielewski orchestra. The name kind of changes depending on the record. From over the years that are on 78 RPM records. That's how long they've been playing. And I was hoping to play one or two of those in the show today. But my 78 speed turntable is giving me trouble. So we're going to have to maybe do that next week. Because, I've got a couple of great Frankie Yankovic sides on 78s I want to play, too. The problem with 78s, first you have a turntable that'll play 78s, and nowadays it's hard enough even having a turntable. And then, most of the time I'm playing 33s and 45s here, and if you want to play 78s and have them not sound super crappy, you have to change the needle because a 78 has a fatter groove than a 45 or a 33. So if you use a 33, this is kind of educational today. So if you have a 33 or 45 needle, what we would consider, most people would consider to be a micro groove needle or stylus in your turntable, and you plop that in the big fat groove of a great old 78 from the 40s or 50s, it sounds horrible. The background noise is atrocious just because the little bitty needle is floating around in that great big groove, and I messed up my last 78 needle, so I got to get another 78 needle in here so I can play the record so they don't sound horrible. So that was way more talking than I could have played a whole nother song. But anyway, let's do the Chmielewskis again. Here's Angeline Be Mine.
You'll be my loving wife. she's all mine. She always hugs and kisses me. She's sweet and cute, and she's all mine. Angel, I'm your angel, sent from up above. You're my happiness and joy, the only one I love. Angel, I'm your all mine, the sunshine in my life. In a year or two, you'll be my loving wife.
All right, there you go. Shemaleski's again, Angeline Be Mine Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Amazing how far into the show we are this week already and how few records I've played. I've got a buckle down here today, I'm telling you. All right, I dug out this great Wally Pickle record again. We haven't heard from Wally for quite a while. He's the guy, I don't remember, maybe you're familiar with him. He's the guy that plays more than one trumpet at the same time and often while bouncing on a pogo stick. Yes, yes, it's true. He was on the Merv Griffin Show and a lot of those TV shows back in the 70s, demonstrating his amazing talent. And he generally plays a couple of trumpets at the same time, which on a record played on the radio, you really can't tell. But if you've seen him play in person, look him up on YouTube when you have a chance, because there are several video clips of him performing various places where he's playing more than one trumpet at a time. There's a couple of really great clips where he's in a big theater somewhere, showing how he's playing like three trumpets at the same time. A while back, we played Roll Out the Barrel, where Wally was playing three trumpets, and I don't want to disappoint you, he's only playing two trumpets at the same time on this particular track, but here's Wally Pickle in the orchestra, and man, I don't even remember what song I decided we were going to play. Oh, the Jingle Jangle Polka, featuring Wally on two trumpets at the same time. All right, so, you know, in your mind, you could see Wally Pickle playing two trumpets at the same time, right? He really did, though. I mean, look it up. You can watch the videos on the interwebs there. It's all on YouTube. YouTube is where you find the truth for everything, I'm telling you. All right, well, let's press on with some more records here. You know, for some reason, this seems like a lot of work today. Keep all the records straight, put them back in the sleeves. I don't know. Some days it's just like wham, 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 and some days I feel like I'm working in here. Man, that is far too much. All right, back in the 70s, the Mrozinski brothers teamed up. the Cavaliers and the Dobosinski brothers at their Aleatoric recording studios in Minneapolis, and they put out a really great album. From that album, here's the Fiddling on the Roof Polka. Dobosinski Brothers and the Cavaliers there, and the Fiddling on the Roof Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You could almost see Zero Mostel Polkaing when you heard that one, couldn't you? Just a little bit in your imagination. That's the magic of radio, you know. You have the theater of the mind working for you. Do you remember that commercial they had? I need to find that, too. They ran some, Stan Freberg had produced them. You remember Stan Freberg from back in the early 50s and into about 1960. A lot of great radio show stuff and some comedy stuff. And he was ran an advertising agency. His kids run it now out in California. And it's just, they do amazing stuff. And they ran a campaign promoting radio back in the day. And we ran them well into the 70s. With the theater of the mind. I'm going to have to see if I can find some of those. Maybe next week. Let me get a piece of paper here. We're going to start writing some of this down. Let's write some of this down here. We got to fix the 78 player. Okay, and we got to get the Stan Freberg radio promo there. All right, that is on the list for next week, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, next week is going to be show number 51. We are so close to celebrating a year of this nonsense. Isn't it amazing? Let's keep it rolling here. The Michigan Polka Tales up next. Here's the Go Go Musicians Polka.
Just play go-go polka. I'll take my darling and we'll be jolly dancing around the floor. Don't bump me, Johnny, don't push me, Mary.
Michigan Polka Tells there, and the Go-Go Musicians Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That is one of those records, by the way, that it's got I've talked about this before. The album cover, this is from an LP. The album cover is ridiculous because it's got the guys in the band all standing in front of an airplane, and they've got their instruments and all that stuff, and there is no way, I'm sure we've talked about this, there is no way that these four guys and their drums and their accordions and trumpets and saxophones and all that are fitting into what looks like a Cherokee 140. It's just not going to happen. That plane can't possibly carry the four guys and all that band equipment. I don't think, at least not legally. Now that we have Facebook. Ooh, I didn't think of that. I could take a picture of this record album cover and put it on the Facebook page, and you would see what I'm talking about, because it's just bizarre. Anyway, I was going to get a waltz going here, and I was going to, because we always try to get a waltz in every show, and I was going to do a waltz by Marv Herzog. I grabbed a record here. It turns out I had the Snow Waltz, and I don't know, we're finally getting some decent weather up here in northern Minnesota. It's actually melting some of this snow, which is weird. Like 10 days ago, it was 30 below. Today, it's going to be 40. How's that for? That's a 70-degree swing. But anyway, I pulled this out, and I saw I had the Snow Waltz in my hand, and we have already played that on the show. So I'm just going to flip it over and play the Fiddler's Polka, and in the meantime, I'll go on a quest for another waltz for us. In the meantime, Marv Herzog. We'll be right back. The Fiddler's Polka. There's Marv Herzog and the band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, bringing you all these great old-time records every week here on the radio or maybe streaming on the internet or wherever you might happen to be listening to the show. And I would also encourage you, by the way, to take a moment when you have a chance and send a little email or a note or whatever off to wherever you happen to be hearing the program this week. And let them know that you're listening to the show and that you dig it and that you appreciate it and all that, because they love to hear that. They like to, a lot of people don't realize, you think that people in broadcasting and internet business and all that just get all kinds of public feedback and they all know, you know, what's going on. And really, that does not happen very much, not nearly as much as you would expect. So if you enjoy the Oompa Hour, wherever you happen to be listening to it, whether it's a radio station or a web stream or a podcast or whatever, send them a little email or a little note and say, hey, thanks for broadcasting the show, because we're really enjoying it. So, all right, we got some work to do before we get to the end of the show yet today. This is another one. I'm going to take a picture of this album, too, and I'll put it on the Facebook page. Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra has a great album out, and this is from back in the 50s. And the photo on the album cover is fabulous. There's Walter with his big, it's got to be like a 140 bass accordion on there, and it's a glossy album cover, and you don't see that very much. And it's, I don't know, it's just cool. I'll put a picture on the Facebook page. It won't look nearly as cool on your computer as it does in real life, but it's a great album cover. And here's Walter Erickson with his accordion orchestra. It's interesting, too. I was looking at the, I know, sidetracking again. I was looking at the liner notes on the back of the record, and I'm trying to figure out what year this was, because it says list price $3.98, so you know that's old. It says, did you know the accordion happens to be the fourth most popular instrument with amateur musicians, of which there are about 1,500,000, and that the instrument is at least as popular in European countries and known from the jungles of New Guinea to the polar ice caps? Really? There's somebody playing the accordion at the polar ice cap? How are they doing it with their mittens on? I don't know. But anyway, it says about 25% of all accordionists are businessmen, educators, professionals, and housewives. My mom played the accordion. I have my mom's accordion. It's right here, actually, in the studio closet. I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to put a picture of Mom and her accordion back from the 50s up on the Facebook page, too, so you can take a look at all this silly stuff. That's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, if you haven't already jumped aboard, and you certainly should. But anyway, it says here there are about 10,000 accordion schools in the USA. Holy cow. But anyway, it's a great record anyway, and I always enjoy playing this one. Here's Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra. Let's have the Northern Polka. Thank you. There you go, Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra. That's the Northern Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We've just been busy today, I'm telling you. I did, by the way, get a picture of that LP, and I'll put that on the Facebook page. It's just I had a hard time taking a picture of it, too, because, like I said, it's one of those rare LP covers that's real glossy. It's a big glossy photo, and I was having a very difficult time taking a picture of it with all the light coming in the windows here in the studio today. So, but anyway, we got her, so check it out. It's pretty cool. All right, let's move on musically here. I have the V-Tones up next out of Detroit, Michigan. And they're doing Polish Power here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And that kind of rhymed, didn't it? The V-Tones there and Polish Power, probably one of the most enthusiastic records that we play here on the Oompa Hour. All right, now I've been trying to find a waltz because I mentioned earlier I thought I had a Marv Herzog waltz there. It turns out I had one that we had already played a few weeks ago. So I don't, you know, it drives me crazy because I hate to repeat a record until we've played them all. And I don't know that I'm going to live that long. At some point, we're going to have to just start playing them at random. I'm still taking them from the haven't played this one yet pile. So anyway, I went on a quest to find a waltz that we hadn't played yet. I got Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here from their Stash album. That it says on the record here, Love Me. Another example of the Slovenian mood, Love Me is one of the most enchanting waltz melodies written by Stan Wallowick and Wally Moore. So let's find out, huh? Time for a little waltzing here on the Oompa Hour. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Here's the Love Me Waltz.
Let me go.
All right, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there. The Love Me a Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Not only a wonderful song, but fulfilling our need for a waltz in the show this week. So very good. I don't know about you. I suddenly just had a craving for a Six Fat Dutchman record. Really, I did. And I just reached over here to the Six Fat Dutchman pile, and I pulled out the Nebraska Polka, and I'm not going to play that until I tell you about melaniesmusiclessons.com. Because otherwise, we're going to run out of time, and I'm not going to do that. So if you would like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, maybe with some music theory, Melanie can help you out. She gives music lessons live over the internet via Skype, which means you could take a lesson virtually any place where you have internet access. She has more than 30 years of teaching experience, so you know you get a good lesson. She knows what she's doing. And the cool thing is, you can take your first lesson free. So you can try it out, see how it works out for you. See, you know, if it works out technically with the internet, which pretty much any place it's going to work out just fine. And you can see, you know, if it's your kind of thing. So check it out. All the information is conveniently located on the interwebs at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right. So check it out. melaniesmusiclessons.com. And you could be impressing everybody at your next gathering. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. All right. Here comes the Six Fat Dutchman with the Nebraska Polka. You know how you know that was a great record? Because that was pretty scratchy, which means over the years, because that record's a good 60 years old, I'll bet you, is over the years it got played a lot. So it got a little wore out, scratchy, a little beat up there. You know it's a good record. Six Fat Dutchman there in Nebraska Polka. I look at the old clock on the wall and I think, all right, we could probably get away with squeaking in one more tune here, I think. So I spin around to the record rack, and I just randomly grabbed a record, and a group we have yet to hear from on the show, and we're almost a year into this now. Here's the Bob Timko Orchestra and Ray and Ed's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. right, Ray and Ed's Polka. It's the Bob Timko Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and that about puts the wraps on another show. We have to remember things for next week now. 78s from Frankie Yankovic and the Shimoleskis. Assuming I can get the needle squared away in the 78 turntable over here. And we're going to find those radio promotional things that Stan Freberg did back in the late 50s and early 60s, because we got to get those on. So a lot of stuff coming up next week. And in the meantime, theme song! Oh, man, you know, in case you're wondering, it is Dick Piller in the orchestra. Polka Hall of Fame members, by the way, do the polka DJ that we use for a theme song every week.
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. You hear it each and every week. Oh, man, we'll be back in the meantime. Stay happy, everybody.